237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're here till the remainder, the end of the hour. It's the second hour of the program. The third hour is going to be a Time Warp episode, so we're not actually going to be live from 9 to 10 Eastern Time. But if you're just joining the show, coming in off the other other shows here on the network, welcome to the program. 1-800-259-9231. We want you to be a part of this program. All you have to do is dial us up, or you can shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're doing things a little bit differently tonight. We have four individuals in the studio here as opposed to the requisite three that we normally do. And my name's Ian.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Johnson.
And I'm Manwich.
So you can join us and bring up whatever you want, whether it be personal issue that you have that you want to discuss with us, or a political issue, comment on the news of the day, some sort of rant that you want to get off your chest. We love rants on this show, as a matter of fact.
I've got a little bit of something. Did we lose Dr. Todd?
Oh, that's right. We do have a call holding over from the last hour.
Right, I didn't want to get into my issue if we still have Dr. Todd on the line.
You have a rant. I know that.
I do.
We're going to get to that. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. But again, you get to bring up whatever you want. You can interrupt the show at any time and bring up what's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Dr. Todd from Oregon, you're back on the show.
Thanks.
Now, right before we went to break, we were talking about you were trying to kind of punch holes in the libertarian way, the way of freedom and personal responsibility, and you're kind of coming up with all these kooky situations that could allegedly happen with your next-door neighbor. One of the things you said was, well, what happens if your next-door neighbor all of a sudden starts putting stories on his building, on his house, and he's up to...
cannon in his yard facing your house, or... What was the other one? A nuclear waste facility?
That was Manwich's, okay. Where they're dumping uranium in their yard.
I think that it's not unlikely that a neighbor might decide, you know, I need a 12-foot wooden picket fence between me and all my neighbors. So they put up a 12-foot wooden picket fence, which is ugly as heck.
So?
I don't think that's outside of the realm of what's, I don't want it in my neighborhood.
Okay, then don't live.
Well, there's this concept, you know, does the concept of an implicit contract exist, right? I mean, if I move into a neighborhood... it's a nice-looking neighborhood. Do I have any obligations
to... No, there's no such thing as an implicit contract. No. When you're choosing... Have you ever bought a house, Dr. Todd?
Sure have.
Okay, well, then you know that there are some neighborhoods that have what's called deed restrictions. And if you're like Manwich and you want everyone's houses to look pretty and nice yards, and you can go and get into a gated community with all kinds of deed restrictions and say you can't have pickup trucks in your front yard after 11 o'clock at night and all kinds of other crazy rules and regulations, or you can move out into a non-deed restricted area and pretty much do whatever you want with your property. That's your prerogative as a homeowner. That's your responsibility. You need to do your due diligence. Do the research on the area that you're going to be moving to.
I was playing devil's advocate a bit there. Actually, when I bought my house, I specifically looked for, an area that didn't have such restrictions. But I think there's sort of a difference between something that this looks ugly, right, and something that's about to cause imminent harm.
No,
possibly irreparable harm. If this house collapses, lands on your house, and your family dies. There's no amount of money that can compensate the whoever's
left. I've got something to say about that, because say you use the example, say someone builds a cannon facing your house, or they start to add stories on.
Let's use his stories one.
I'm going to use both, actually.
Okay.
Because basically what you have to do in that case is you have to, if the burden of proof is on you at that point, if you have a problem with it, for example, say someone's got a cannon facing your house. They could just have a cannon in their yard, and it could just happen to be facing your house. And you could say, well, I don't like your cannon. You know, like, can you do something about that?
Point that cannon away from me, boy.
Point that cannon. Yeah, you would then have to take them to court and prove that that person has ill will and that they have threatened you in some way and that they are, you know, that they might intend to shoot your house with the cannon, or even that they're causing ill will and they're intentionally threatening you. Because if someone wants to put a cannon in your yard, that's their prerogative, you know, unless, of course, they live in a deed-restricted community. And
where
same,
no cannons are allowed?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or, for example, if someone's building up their house and adding stories to their house, you'd have to prove that that person is creating an unsafe condition that poses
and that's going to be tough to prove.
A significant really risk of harm to your home and your property because
and really it's just
so there, so there is a limit to freedom. I don't
no,
have
there's no. Okay, no. The limits to freedom are private property rights. That's one of the things that that government is supposed to exist for is to enforce those private property rights. So you've got your property and your neighbor has his, and but just by adding stories to his house doesn't infringe on your property.
No, absolutely, he's correct. There is a limit to the freedom. Your limit to freedom extends as far as you cannot inflict your own wants and needs on another person's freedom. So your freedom stops at someone else's freedom. Everyone should have equal freedom. So
that's right. If you don't want your neighbor to build, to have a cannon in his front yard, you don't want him to build stories on his house, then all you have to do is buy bigger property. I mean, if you're somebody who wants to live outside of a deed-restricted neighborhood, like me, I don't like deed restrictions, and you, but you at the same time are kind of wary about what your neighbors might do, you might get these nutty neighbors that you're describing, Dr. Todd, well, you need to do the research and, you know, buy a couple acres. Then if he starts building another 30 stories on top of his house, it won't really matter that much because you're going to be far enough away from him to where it's not going to be an issue. I mean, of course, we're talking about these just ludicrous examples as though someone's actually going to do something like that. I mean, the odds of this happening are pretty astronomical, wouldn't you say? I mean, wouldn't you agree with that, Dr. Todd?
Oh, I would certainly agree, but it's you know, it's a
you're just playing games, basically.
Well, I want to establish if there really is, and you know, where does this you know, where does this limit? You know, does there have to be some sort of physical, you know, contact to, you know, to say this person has violated my rights, or is there some notion of, you know, imminent harm, which could relate to, you know, is this, you know, is the Iraq war justified? Right.
Of course, it's not justified. It's a totally anti-constitution. It's an anti-American war.
Okay, so, you know. Forget about how the war was initiated, but could any sort of preemptory war be...
No, never. A preemptory war is not American, period.
What does that mean it's not American? If they're getting, if we knew Japan was getting ready to attack us on December 6th, 1940, we should attack.
We did know that, as a matter of fact.
We
instigated that. We sunk one of their submarines before they attacked us. We actually attacked them first, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, then let's not use a real-world example, Dr. Todd.
Right.
Let's say we found out for sure that next Thursday, the entirety of the Soviet bloc that still exists is going to rise up and destroy us. And we know it. It's
but
been written
in stone.
How could
you know that for sure? How could that possibly be? That's totally ludicrous to say that you know what some future event is going to be. I mean, there's no way to predict the future.
If I tell you that I'm going to be here after the next break, do you believe me?
There's a chance that that might not be the case.
Well, to some extent, it's...
But are you going to make preparations for me to be here after the break, or are you just going to...
Preparations are one thing, but attacking you or something like that is a
I'm about
one.
To punch you in the face. What are you going to do about it?
I would have to wait until you actually make the move in order to defend myself.
See, legally in this country, that's absolutely the way it works, actually. There are certain restrictions to that, and there are certain actions that you can take legally... But you can't just go out.
So the point is, the guy's pointing a gun at you. You know, he doesn't actually have to pull the trigger for you to pull a gun out and shoot him first.
Okay, pointing a gun at you is definitely a threat of force, and therefore you're justified in defending yourself. Absolutely.
And what's a cannon?
Well, then you got the cannon.
Well, okay. A cannon is a piece of. First of all, a cannon is a piece of artwork, and
what
the difference? Well, okay. The difference. Well, okay. Some people consider it a piece of artwork, but the difference is that if someone just has a cannon sitting in their yard, possibly unloaded, and someone's pointing a gun directly at you, the difference is that someone who's pointing a gun at you is threatening you. And I'll tell you, there are plenty of hunters that point guns at one another, and it's never a threat.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more of this in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Out of my tree stand.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are your show. That means you can call in and bring up anything you want, whether it be political or personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, we want to hear about it. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
I'm Johnson.
And Manwich.
All right, let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Dr. Todd in Oregon. Dr. Todd, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, so where do we leave off, guys? We're talking about the property rights. We're talking about threat of force.
Basically, he was finding what the stance is, our stance was on Iraq, and whether we were justified. Our feeling
is that where all this was going? Oh, okay.
No, that was not my intent. That was just that was just an example.
I see.
So, yes, I mean, I think we're saying if someone's pointing a gun at you, then, you know, they haven't committed any physical harm on you yet, but it looks imminent.
My feeling is
Actually, in this case, they were pointing a banana at us because they didn't have a gun.
I don't believe that, you know, Iraq was an instance of where we should have gone in preemptively.
But I
think it's possible that it can exist, and it is important to not make a blanket statement like...
Well, let me say this, because you know what? It's very important to say that in order to for a country to be free, even if there's... Okay, you have to prove that there is force or threat or something that is hindering your freedom. If someone points a gun at you, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're threatening you or going to shoot you. I'm sure that there are hunters, they're loading their gun. And, the gun just happens to be pointed at someone. That doesn't mean that that person's... All of a sudden, the hunter goes and sues the guy, you were pointing your weapon at me. Well, we were on a hunting trip together. I was loading my gun. You know, there are always circumstances. And in order for you to be free, and still respect someone else's rights, you have to prove that threat or force is coming against you. Now, in the case of Iraq... Well, Iraq had nothing to do with us. It was Afghanistan and the Taliban that threatened our country.
And didn't have anything to do with us.
That's true, too.
I agree with that. You have to prove it. But so, I mean, one of your first statements was that you have to wait until force has been used.
I didn't say that.
Somebody was implying that.
So the limit is not actually when force has been initiated. If force is imminent...
Threatened.
Okay.
But it has to be threatened.
That's where the limit is.
Imminent force being threatened on you, meaning, I'm going to kill you, pull a gun out and point it at you. There you go. You have plenty of justification to pull yours and kill him first, period.
Doc, I think one thing that's going unsaid in this is that the attacks that, for instance, that were perpetrated on us on 9/11 were, as much as people are going to hate to say it, were to some extent indirectly provocated. I mean, we are over there messing around in the Middle East in areas that we just really have no business because it's, you know, we're more or less an imperialist government. I mean, a very nice one, a warm, fuzzy imperialist government, but an imperialist government all the same. And those people were attacking us for our, you know, imperialist deeds.
If we're killing women and children, in the words of Osama bin Laden, killing women and children over in the Middle East.
I don't like Osama bin Laden. I hope he gets a bullet in his head. But the fact is, we wouldn't have gotten attacked if we weren't over there in the Middle
East. That's absolutely 100% true.
Now, I think I understand where this guy's coming from, and you know, I want to address you, Ian, about what you said about waiting. You know, I said I was going to punch you, right?
Uh-huh.
And you said, well, I'd have to wait. Well, I definitely am going to have to disagree with you. If someone has threatened you at that point and they say they're going to punch you, like, for example, there's a big difference between if you and I got into an argument and you thought I might hit you, so you decide to hit me. There's a big difference between that and when I say, I'm going to punch you. At that point, yeah, it's okay to hit that person and protect
I disagree.
Yourself.
You've not made any action whatsoever towards that. You haven't
That's
gotten up. You haven't actually raised your arm.
An actual threat is an action.
Okay, and as far as to address what Dr. Todd initially called in with the first example, the example of building the house way up into the sky, which I haven't gotten a chance to, you know, make my opinion known on this. Okay, sure, he's building the house high up into the sky, and it is a potentially dangerous situation. However, it's not like there's a difference. If he's just building his house high up into the sky because he doesn't want to buy any more acreage, but he wants more square footage in his home, or if he's angry at you and says, I'm building my house to the sky, and the next big nor'easter, you're dead, buddy. You know, I mean, as soon as that wind comes through and topples my house, I'm doing it because I want to crush you. I want to crush you with my house.
It doesn't matter whether he's got some malicious intent. I mean, if he's just plain stupid and he's building his house without...
Like my neighbor, for instance.
But see, that's the difference. But it does make a difference if there's malicious intent. That's where the limit comes.
If it's swaying and it's imminently going to fall down in your house.
Well, okay, I will agree with you in the fact that okay, there doesn't need to be malicious intent. However, there needs to be a threat. There needs to be a threat. Unless if he's actually threatening you, fine. If you're actually in danger, regardless of what his intent is, you have to prove that you are in danger.
And in that
you
case,
have to
maybe
prove
you'd be
that
able
your
to prove
freedoms
it.
Are being threatened.
In that case, maybe you'd be able to prove it. Look, it's swaying. And maybe that's what you all you need to do. And as far as all this is concerned, all of the kind of details we've been getting into in regards to, well, am I going to punch you or am I going to shoot you, all that, none of this individual threatening translates to a country threatening us. It just doesn't translate.
Well, it translates a little bit in the example of what we did with Iraq. It's almost like, Afghanistan threatened us, so we went. You know, it's like if I threatened you or whatever, and then you went off and punched my brother.
Yeah, but the rules shouldn't be the same for countries.
Between
countries. Anyway, thanks for the call, man. We got to move on. We got other calls on the line, right. But I'm sure we'll hear from you again, Dr. Todd. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Brent Center. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm the one who's been feeding you all those poems. I finally got a chance to call in. You've been asking me to.
This would be Dada Orwell.
Also known as Dada Orwell, correct.
There you go. A Free State Project member already in New Hampshire.
Some of those poems are a little hazy, and it makes me wonder if you might be crazy.
Well, I am a little bit nut, and I have a little bit gut.
It's a good thing you have a chance to compose them.
All right, so you got one for us tonight?
I've got one. I'm not sure if you've already read it or not, but it's okay if you have, because you didn't get the chance to sing it.
We've certainly never heard it presented in the way it was intended.
Sing us a song.
Here we go. I've got some news for those of you who think the public schools are zoos. There's a state where this is understood, where welfare schools are hated good. Both more and not as civilized, peaceful gunfire fills the skies. For those of you who'd like to fight the drug war every day and night, this will not be the place for you. Join Star Welcome Gay Folks too. Type freestateproject.org. New Hampshire is the place to be.
Thanks, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much.
All right. Well,
all I can think of, but it's a lot of fun. I just gotten into doing these little one-man protests up here. That's my latest fad. I kind of appear at intersections and I carry angry signs that say things about the IRS.
You are a little crazy.
I'm not all there, but I'm here.
You got to get somebody to write that up for you, and you can make it into an official commercial, like a jingle. They need a jingle.
That's an idea.
Yeah. All right, Donna Orwell, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
You guys keep it up out there.
All right, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. You can get interactive with us and talk about anything you want. And speaking of anything, actually, you've got a rant, Scott, coming up next.
Yes, I do.
You're PO'd about something.
I'm angry.
1-800-259-9231. The only way to stop him from ranting is to call in. We'll go to your calls instead. It's your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.kenshipdrugs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Chat room's just blowing up. You can log on at freetalklive.com and log in there absolutely for free. And the bulletin board system with over 180 users, that's free as well. The archive's all there for you. Everything, not going to cost you a red cent. All there for you at freetalklive.com. Doing things a little bit differently tonight. We have 4 people in here instead of 3. And my name is Ian.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Johnson.
And I'm Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you about anything and everything. 1-800-259-9231. Scott, you have a rant.
I have something that's been bothering me. And, you know, first of all, I would like to say so far that, I'd like to say up front that I appreciate everyone who listens to the show. I appreciate everyone who takes the time to write an email or call in and state their opinion, regardless of whether or not that opinion is contrary to what we're presenting here on the show. What I have an issue with sometimes is the motivation behind it.
What do you mean?
You know, you've got people who call in to complain about the show. That's great. We've had Michael from Kentucky. From Kentucky call in. We had Gabe from Canada call in.
A couple people email.
We've had some emails from Sheila and from a couple of other people, from Alice, too, on the message boards, complaining about the show. And a lot of the things, and especially Gabe last night, presented the point of we don't take things seriously enough. We kind of gloss over the important topics. We don't know what's really important out there.
We're ignorant.
We're not presenting anything meaningful. No, we all know exactly what's going on. We read all of the same news sources, listen to the same talk radio programs, get our information from the same sources you get your information from. The thing is, we're not so completely miserable with our lives that we can understand that, you know, we deal with things in a way that we understand what's going on, but we can still enjoy the fact that we're alive. And so we make a joke here and there. We're going to, you know, what it is, what these people are not upset about the fact that we don't know the topics. They're upset that we're not miserable like they are. That's exactly what it is. They're angry that we're having a good time.
I think they're somewhat shocked and appalled that we're not some kind of conspiracy show, too.
I think so. I
you know, that you can't call in here and just spout off some ludicrous conspiracy like
without it being challenged.
Right, yeah, correct. You can get on the air and spout off whatever you want.
Well, I hadn't finished my statement.
Okay.
Without being challenged is what the, you know, the silly thing with the Chinese.
They just seem
army.
To be they just seem to be just shocked that they'd hear a program. Well, we're on the Genesis Communications Network, of course. When we get new affiliates, our new listeners will have no idea who these other talk shows are, and this will become a non-issue very soon. But as of right now, it's something worth talking about. And these people just seem shocked that the Genesis Communications Network would add such a lightweight show to their lineup. And as you said, it's just us trying to make the best of what freedoms that we do have, and trying to. I think Harry Brown puts it. He's the gentleman who follows us on during our Saturday night show. He comes on after our program's over, but he frequently ends his program saying, look, don't let all this get you down. Sure, the government's destroying your rights and just tearing up the Constitution and doing all sorts of horrible things, but man, enjoy the next sunset. Enjoy your next cold drink that you have. Don't let it get you to become like this depressed loser who just doesn't even... The people like that call this show, don't be like that. Not everybody who calls this show. Dr. Todd, I think, was an exception. But
I really like that call.
Yeah, he seemed like an intelligent guy. But
I don't know.
Enjoy life. I think that's the message here. I mean, even if your life is living in a prison cell, you should still enjoy it as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And also Harry Brown had rave recommendations for this show as well. I mean,
yes, he did.
When I was listening last Saturday, he mentioned it,
which was really cool. Let's go to the phones. Let's go. Let's go to the phones. Michael in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I think you're operating under assumption and presumption that Alice and Steve and whoever else is called in here are miserable. Who says they are miserable?
You sound like you're steeping in it, but go ahead.
Steeping in misery?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's a good barometer for your prejudice.
See, I don't think so. I don't feel like Michael's steeping in misery. I feel like some of the posts that I hear on the website definitely steeped in misery. I'm not hearing that from Michael.
Ignorance is bliss, though, and misery loves company. So, and you do have a responsibility. If you find out something that is rather earth-shaking, I think, to share it with somebody. Like, if you see somebody beating their wife up the street and, you're the only witness to it, don't you have a responsibility to try to point that out to at least her relatives, if not the authorities? I mean,
that's a good question. I don't personally think so. How do you know she didn't ask for it?
I've got to say that pointing it out, might be. I think that makes sense.
No, I'm getting involved. Doesn't
make
sense.
If you see an armed robbery going on, should you not call the police and point that out?
I think you should call the police. I think you should get the heck out of there. That's my personal
opinion. I think you should absolutely do so because that's what's moral and that's what's right. Is it your responsibility to do so? Absolutely not, because you're putting yourself in harm's way at that point.
Well, I think the law would differ with you on that. There is
only in certain states.
Wait, are you telling me in some states it's illegal to not report a crime?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You become an accessory to a crime, in effect. I forget the exact nomen juris technical legal thing it is, but it's a subordinating a felony or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
that's lame.
What?
I think that's lame, personally.
Well, when you consider that if you are a conscious, sentient person, then you have a responsibility to use that self-awareness and that idea of right and wrong to point that out. I mean, we are, in some sense, we have a privileged existence that we live in this country, I think we have a responsibility to our neighbors, yeah.
I'm not saying that if there was a violent crime going on that I wouldn't do anything about it. I'm not saying that. I just agree that you shouldn't have to. You can't compel people to do things like that. That's force, and it's wrong.
Because where does that line stop? If someone's about to get shot, do you have to jump in front of the bullet? I mean,
yeah, right.
Because, indirectly, that's what you're doing. Because if you report a crime, for example, say that the battery instance that you used. Say you do say something, and that husband finds out that you have been telling that wife's relatives that, he's been beating on her. Well, what's going to stop him from coming and beating on you because he's angry?
Nothing, but you have the right to self-defense, of course. And like you said earlier, your rights end where somebody else's begins. So that guy's a violation of your rights.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I agree with the law.
If you don't want him coming to your house and trying to do that anyway, you just stay out of the situation. It's not your business.
So what you're saying is wander the streets, report crimes, and carry a gun. You might as well wear a cape and cowl.
That's right.
Just kind of Spider-Man. Perched on a rooftop.
You guys like to run to the extreme because I guess you think it's entertaining. But what is the line or distinction that you would make between your libertarian view and anarchy? I mean, that's one thing that I'm not hearing is
I believe in police force. I mean, you've got to have people have to be controlled. For instance, if a man's beating his wife, you have to be able to call somebody. Under anarchy, you certainly wouldn't have a police force.
Well, actually, if you want to be technical, man, which under anarchy you could have defense organizations that you could hire in order to take care of you in those aspects.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we'll
clarify a little bit more coming up after the break, but we've got to let you go because we've got another caller on the line. Thank you for calling,
Michael.
We'll clarify the difference between libertarianism and anarchy. There is a very key difference coming up here in one moment, and if you can dial us up as well, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-BO.com. Type no-BO.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the show that you can control. All you have to do, or at least the topic portion, you can call in and bring up anything you want, whether it be a personal issue, political issue, whatever's on your mind, want to hear from you. So the point is, you don't have to talk about what we want to talk about. Get it? It's very simple.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Exactly. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Now, right before we went to break, our caller, Michael, in Kentucky, probably I would say the most chronic caller to the show at
this
point.
He loves this show.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's trying to figure it out, I think. And that's cool. I think what sets Michael apart from some of the other, I guess we could call them GCN callers. I mean, he's actually interested in kind of learning about where we're coming from and trying to feel it out and understand it, whereas all the other ones just want to accuse us of being ignorant and stupid. So his question before we went to break was, what's the difference between anarchy and libertarianism? Now, I could answer it, but I was looking to Sky, or to Johnson for a possible answer there.
So you're looking to me, why? Because I dislike anarchy, and I think it's bad, and you're a supporter thereof?
I don't know. I just wanted to hear what your answer would be.
Well, my answer is that libertarians believe in a constitutional republic, which is what our country is. And unfortunately, our Constitution is being eviscerated by the Republicans and the Democrats, or should I say the Republicrats right now. And I just think that we need to get back to what is already, you know, what is already outlawed, and which is, you know, I believe in freedom. I believe that people shouldn't be stepping on one another's rights, and that's every person, that's every human being, and everyone's freedom, not just Christians, not just, you know, or, you know, even to say for the other side, because, you know, not just gays or not just, you know, blacks having rights over other people. Because, I mean, a lot of what the liberals are doing right now is they overcompensate and they take freedoms away from everyone else in order to provide freedom to other groups. And, you know, either way, you know, I could go on about this forever, but I believe that there needs to be law, but it needs to be a very limited government.
Exactly, and that is the key difference. Libertarianism, a libertarian America would be an America that had gotten back to the Constitution, an America with very limited government that is actually being bound down by the chains of the Constitution. And from my perspective, and of course, anarchy is the absence of rule, so there would be no government whatsoever. That's the difference. We want limited government. We believe limited government can do the job that it's supposed to, which is very few tasks, very, very few tasks. Now, knowing government, it probably won't do that great of a job at those few tasks. And so I kind of just have this, where my personal views have been going is towards the anarchy side. I'm not fully an anarchist quite yet, but I totally would be happy with a libertarian America. I mean, if that's as far as we could go, great. But according to the Constitution, we're supposed to have a postal service. I don't think we need that. You can throw that out the window. I think there's plenty of things wrong with the Constitution. There's plenty of things that don't really, that are just not necessarily out of date, but just don't work. Obviously, the Constitution doesn't work because we're at now.
Sorry. I thought I was going to get that in before you started talking. You said there's plenty wrong with the Constitution because I said women are still voting, but that was...
Oh, that'll get us a call.
I was only kidding.
Well, because blacks are more than three-fifths of a person? I mean, is that the type of thing you're pointing out? Because,
I just don't trust the government. I feel like if we got back to... Okay, to give credit, if we managed to get back to a libertarian America, then that would mean there'd be a huge paradigm shift for this country, and maybe we'd actually stay vigilant, because that's the key, right? The key to liberty is eternal vigilance. You have to pay attention, and that's a problem with America. We handed over education to the government, and so the government has basically been indoctrinating most of the kids in this country to be good little citizens and not question anything big government does, and so they've grown and grown and grown, and freedom has dropped and dropped, and everybody's just too busy drinking beer and watching TV.
I think that's the number one issue that faces this country at this time, is that we need to get education out of the hands of the government, because as far as the Constitution goes and our government, well, let me say something real quick.
Yep.
As far as the government goes and as far as the Constitution goes, the structure lies within the Constitution for amending the Constitution. And I think that any changes of the Constitution that need to be made under very, very, very serious conditions in order for the Constitution to be changed, because otherwise you're on a slippery slope and changes can just be made willy-nilly. Let's change the Constitution.
Pass a law!
We just think that a law needs to be passed. And no, it needs to happen under extremely grave circumstances that we decide to change that document. That document is the core. It is the foundation of this country. And too many people think that this needs to change, and they don't do any research behind it. They don't really understand
why it
needs to change.
I think what it is there's people that think that changes need to happen, but the problem is everyone else is asleep at the wheel. Every other American who should be watching and paying attention and saying, whoa, you can't change that. This is a constitution. It's supposed to be like this. Like I said, they're just too busy drinking beer. But what was it that you
I think the biggest problem facing the nation is withholding of income tax.
That's definitely a huge issue as well.
The reason is because as soon as I had to write at the end of the year a $14,000 check for the amount of money I made last year, then I would suddenly pick, you know, I mean, things would change entirely. Instead of it being taken a little bit out of my check each week, or month, or every bi-week, or whatever the case may be, I think that withholding tax is the biggest
issue. Yeah, because then it's gone, and you really can't do anything about it. And there's, you can see the numbers on your check, but it's taxes, and it's gone. Whereas at the end of the year, it's all totaled up, and you'd have to pay it all at once. In fact, Ron Paul, one of the only libertarian in Congress, really, actually put a bill forth that was to change the way it worked. And, of course, it was
sweet.
It lost out big time. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We got a few moments left. Just enough time for your call. You can take control of the show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your program. You can take control, dial in at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. And you know what? Big apologies, Anthony in Louisiana. Hopefully you're still there. We kind of spaced out on you there, buddy. You still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, hey, since you guys are talking about the anarchy thing, I just want to point out that it's not a possible form of society unless you have, like, a little commune. You know, that's about all that works.
I concur.
You really can't do it on, a nationwide level.
Sure, it's crazy.
I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Amira.
All right, we don't do shout-outs on this show.
Sorry.
Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
Do you guys think there's going to be, like, a coming depression with the falling dollar? Or is that
well, the dollar's been falling forever. I mean, the dollar's been losing value ever since they took the gold away from it.
1913.
So. Yeah.
I mean, you think it's kind of like an overblown story, maybe, or it's been happening for years, and it won't be like a Great Depression in the 30s or anything. We won't be like we won't line up for soup or something or what.
Here's my advice: buy an AK-47, 5,000 rounds, and bury those solid gold Kirkarans.
All right, thanks, y'all.
You know, the government currently has a monetary system that's, in my opinion, stinks. We might as well ride that train till the end. Is it a good idea to divest your portfolio in gold? Yeah, I think it is. Not hugely, but to some extent, I think you should have, 10%, maybe?
I'd also like to get in and just say, though, that, it's hard to make predictions on these types of things, even if you are a very experienced financial analyst, because our markets are all moving towards this completely virtual economy where everything is done through computers. I mean, it's money itself is becoming less of a physical thing. So it's becoming more like credits and credit.
Well, money always has been just a representation of some of the wealth that you have. So it's just changing form, really,
right.
Is all. But again, the dollar's been losing value forever. So all this news that it's lost some more value really isn't shocking news to me whatsoever. Anthony?
No, he had already said goodbye.
Right. Oh, I missed that part. Thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to sneak in under the wire here. Any comments here? Anything, guys, that you wanted to get in here the last moment of the show?
Actually, no.
No. I've got all kinds of stories.
Well, then let me say this. We want you to continue being a part of this program. It's on 5 nights a week. However, tomorrow night being Thanksgiving evening or Thanksgiving night, the Genesis Communications Network didn't really want to bring a board operator in, so therefore we can't do a show live. So we're going to have the tomorrow night show completely time warp. And then we'll be back live Friday night from 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern time and, of course, the 9 to 10 hour time warp hour as well. Saturday night, we have our Saturday night show from 8 to 10 Eastern time live. We are on 6 nights a week or days, depending on what time zone you're in. But you can always log on at freetalklive.com to get the latest on the show, to get interactive with all the other listeners. Some of these people that call the show, that you heard call the show today, are actually members on our bulletin board system, and you can actually talk to them. It's kind of cool. Not only can you interact with the hosts, but you can actually also interact with the rest of the listenership of Free Talk Live. So we invite you to log on at freetalklive.com and join the show after show hours, if you will.
Free Talk Live is more than a show, it's a concept.
That's in the words
absolutely.
Of Johnson.
Or get in the chat and interact with the listeners live as we're...
And the chat will continue here even after the show's over. So we're going to talk to you on Friday night when we're back live at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, log on to freetalklive.com. It's Vinny here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Have a good night.
U.S. Gold.